Father God, we love you today. Thank you for life as we spirit. Now, Lord, as we expound upon your word, rise up, King Jesus, and show yourself strong. Father God, when I open my mouth, we speak through you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted for your sight, O Lord, my spirit. Open up my ears that we may hear. Open up my hearts that we may receive. Open up my spirit so that your will not our will. Love you with our whole heart, God. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins and give us that same power that you give us, Mother. Now, Lord, let your word go out and not return from you, but lift us up to what we know. In Jesus' name, we pray and we say, let the church say you.
Amen.
Let the church say you again.
Amen.
Let me say it one more time. We know that people have problems. Amen. Is there anybody in here who have not had problems? You want to know what I'm talking to Jesus? Because if you was to raise your hand and say you never had a problem in your life, I would be ready to hand you the microphone and tell us how you're doing. Amen. We all have problems, amen. We all got some kind of situation, some kind of issue. Anybody in here got something going on right now? Where you at? I got an issue. I got a situation. I got a problem. I got something going on right now. Amen. The many hands went up. You know, and some of those problems manifest themselves emotionally and physically. Emotional and psychological problems can cause what are known as mood disorders.
Okay.
Hello, somebody. Sometimes these mood disorders. You know, you can be talking to a person one minute and all of a sudden they mood change. And you're trying to figure out what you said for their mood.
Well.
And for some folks, it don't take much for their mood to change from one to another.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Well, this morning, I want to talk about breaking free from the spirit of depression. Hello. Breaking free from the spirit of depression. And in our search for what we need to be free from, depression was on top of the list. Matter of fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1 down. Depression. And so we're going to deal with that as we did last week. There's even more to depression than what we thought. Amen?
Amen.
The scripture reading we'll be coming from, go back to 1 Corinthians. I'm just going to read it once. It's Isaiah 61, verse number 3, where it just says, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness, or in some Bible reading, it said joy, instead of mourning, and a garment, get this, and a garment of praise. Somebody say a garment of praise. I'm going to deep enough, get deep down into that. A garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair.
Amen.
They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Amen. There are several types of depression. You might be surprised to learn that there are many different types of major depressive disorders that can affect you and can make living your life, your daily life, difficult. Each type often has different causes, but they typically involve the same feeling of disinterest in activities that you once loved to do and an overall feeling of sadness. That's what they call clinical depression. Amen? Depression ranges serious from mild to temporary episodes of sadness to severe, persistent depression. Clinical depression is the more severe form of depression, also known as major depression or major depressive disorder. It isn't the same as depression caused by a loss, such as the death of a loved one, or a medical condition, such as thyroid disorder. Clinical depression goes deep. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Signs and symptoms of clinical depression may include feelings of sadness, tearfulness, emptiness or hopelessness, angry outbursts,
One.
Anybody here need some anger management?
Amen.
Amen. I'm serious. You got anger issues. It might be a depressing issue.
Right.
Something going on.
Amen.
Amen. Irritability or frustration. I tell people tell me I'm frustrated. I say, don't use that word. I'm just frustrated. No, don't be frustrated. Because God is not a God of confusion to cause you to be frustrated. We got to know how to change our way of thinking.
Yeah.
Change the tone that we use in our voice. Change the words that we use. Because how many of you know the devil can twist you up with words?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even over small matters, loss of interest or pleasure in most of all normal activities, sex, hobbies, or sports, sleep disturbance. Some of us can't even sleep at night.
Right.
Including insomnia or sleeping too much. Some of us got that extra hour and we still wanted to stay there. Tiredness and lack of energy. Even small tasks takes extra effort. Reduced appetite or weight loss or increased craving for food and weight gain. Anxiety, agitation, restlessness, slow thinking, speaking, or body movements. Just moving slow. Can't get through it. You know, I'm not feeling well, but I'm all right.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil get me down.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen. Yeah.
For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Feeling of worthlessness or guilt. Fixating on past failures or self-blame. Some of us won't let ourselves get loose.
Right.
We tied ourselves down with what's going on in our lives.
Yeah.
Trouble thinking, concentrating, making decisions, and remembering things. That remembering thing might be dangerous. I know that I'm not impressed, but I can get some stuff right now. Frequent or reoccurring thoughts of death is where it gets serious.
Come on.
Suicidal thoughts,
right.
Suicide attempt, or suicide itself.
Right.
Unexplained physical problems such as back pain or headaches. You just get headaches for no reason. Mm. Go to the doctor, tell my guy they can't find nothing wrong. You might be depressed. Symptoms are usually severe enough to cause noticeable problems in relationship with others or in day-to-day activities such as work, school, or social activities. If somebody say, you know what, you kind of look a little off today, you need to pay attention to that. Because if you're doing it, you can't recognize it yourself. But others who are around you, real friends, loving friends, is going to know. And they're going to talk to you about it.
Right.
Your spouse going to know when you off a little bit.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
Because they with you every day. They know when you come in when you ain't right. Amen. Sometimes they can just look at your face. What's wrong? Something wrong. What's wrong? Ain't nothing wrong. What's wrong? Ain't nothing wrong. And then you start tearing up. Hello.
Come on.
We talk to some of our friends that way. What's going on? Ain't nothing wrong. They start tearing up.
Right.
Amen. We need to pay attention to our family, friends, and loved ones and those we care about.
Right.
Be concerned. Just don't say you're going to be all
right
and walk away.
Right.
No. In love, try to help them along the way.
Teach.
When they sad, you be sad. The Bible said rejoice when others are rejoicing. Be sad when others are sad. We can't just keep telling people go on. I want to get to the bottom of it. Somebody told me they want to commit suicide. I said, why? Because
yeah.
That's the question. Why? And if you can explain to me why, I can explain to you why not.
Right.
Hello. Amen. And so we got to pay attention when we're talking to people and letting them know we care. Just having somebody by who cares can make a difference in their life.
Right.
Sometimes folks don't want you to fix everything. They just need somebody to talk to.
Right.
Somebody. Clinical depression can affect people of any age. Even children get depressed. ain't like it used to be. Can I help somebody right now?
Amen.
You got a child in school, you better pay attention. School is a terrible place. It's not like it used to be.
Amen.
I tell parents all the time, did you pray? Did you go lay your hand on the building and say, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm not here every day, but every teacher, principal, anybody who has any contact with my child, make them be named. Anoint the building. Get some virgin olive oil and just start throwing on.
Some virgin olive oil.
Yeah, I don't feel it. Niggas gotta be like, somebody put oil on the building. Yep, that was me. Now the anointing. However, clinical depression symptoms, even if severe, usually improve with psychological counseling, antidepressant medication, or a combination of the two. If the depression is very bad, the person who is suffering in need of immediate support, get them to a doctor as soon as possible. They have what is also called manic or bipolar depression. This type of depression is marked by extreme mood swings, from highs of excessive energy and elation to lows of utter despair and lethargy. Manic depression is oftentimes treated with lithium. That's what you're talking about. But it changes your mind. It evens out your mood swings. It just makes you here and not really in there. It just keeps you on this level right here. You don't go high, you don't go low, you just stay right here. That's not okay with you. Amen. Tell you why, man. Then they have postnatal depression. Many women feel a bit down, tearful, or anxious in the first week after giving birth. This is often called the baby blues. Amen. And it's so common that it's considered normal. Baby blues don't last for more than 2 weeks after giving birth. This is not the baby blues. Postnatal depression is not the baby blues, which occur only a few days after the person goes away. Postnatal depression can occur from about 2 weeks up to 2 years after birth. Postnatal depression can start at any time in the first year after giving birth. Amen? And here's some things that can happen as well. Lack of energy. They're feeling tired all the time. Trouble sleeping at night and feeling sleepy during the day. Difficulty bonding with your baby. Don't want to have nothing to do with the baby. Put the baby aside. Don't want to hold the baby. Don't want to cuddle with the baby. Don't even want the baby near you. Amen? This is serious stuff. Why do so many babies die? Amen? Withdrawing from contact with other people. Problems concentrating and making decisions. The baby crying, need the pamper change, and you just sit on the couch. Ain't done nothing, ain't gonna do nothing. Till somebody come in the house. Girl, don't you hear that baby crying? You gonna change this pamper instead of this baby? They just sit there. Frightening thoughts, for example, about hurting your baby. Then they have what they call SAD, S-A-D, which is seasonal affective disorder. Hello. It's a type of depression that relates to changes in season. SAD, S-A-D, begins and ends at about the same time every year. If you like most people with SAD, your symptoms starts in the fall and continues into the winter months, sapping your energy and making you feel moody. Less often SAD causes depression in the spring or early summer. Don't brush that off. This winter blues thing or seasonal funk that you can't even get out of. Take steps to keep your mood and motivation steady throughout the year. Some people start feeling this about right now when the weather starts to change. That's when the time changed up. Now it's going to get dark at 5 o'clock.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
In most cases, affective disorder system appears during late fall, early winter, and goes away in the sunny days of the spring. Less commonly, people with the opposite pattern. There's an opposite pattern. They get gloomy in the summertime. Amen. Mm-hmm. Signs of sad may include feeling depressed, losing interest, having low energy, having problems with sleeping, experiencing changing in your appetite, feeling sluggish, having difficulty concentrating, feeling helpless, worthless, or guilty, having frequent thoughts of death or suicide. It's a type of depression which generally coincides with the approach of the winter. Most who see their doctor for depression are prescribed antidepressant medication. Medication can lift you. Amen? It can lift you. It can lift your mood. It can help with the symptoms of depression. But look at this. But does not tackle the underlying problem. You can medicate it, but you can't get rid of it.
Amen.
Hello. Look at somebody and tell them you can medicate, but can't get rid of it.
Amen. All right.
So if I live downtown,
Come on.
We're on our way to Silverton, but we're on the bus going to Westwood. Because you don't know how to make a transfer. I'm getting ready to make it very plain in a minute. We got to learn how to
get off the bus.
The garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair.
Yes.
If you wish to get rid of the spirit of depression, you
Yeah.
With the scriptures of prayer.
Okay.
Now, if I'm going to get rid of something, I got to take something off before I put something up. I got to get off. I got to take off this stuff.
Yeah.
I got to take it all off. If I want something different to be with me, I got to take the old stuff off. So I got to get rid of the spare
and
put on the clothes of prayer.
Hallelujah.
You have got a place to find praise in the Word of God.
Amen.
Why is that straight on?
Yeah.
You cannot quote scripture and be depressed at the same time trying to help somebody. You can't quote scripture and feel depressed.
Man.
You can't read the Word of God and be depressed. Recite God's Word and be depressed.
Come on.
Recall, remember, study, believe God's Word and be depressed. You can't trust God's Word and be depressed. You can't obey His Word and be depressed. You can't stand on God's Word and be depressed at the same time. Look at somebody and say, it won't work. Therefore, before
right.
you feel the spirit of depression, clothe yourself with the Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
I shall not want. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Yeah.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom I'm doing better already. Right. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My hoopty is gone. My real car is gone.
Hey. Yes, sir.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah. Weeping may endure for a night. But let me tell somebody.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you now. Joy will come. I don't care if you're busted, disgusted, confused, and down and out. Just wait till morning comes. And morning ain't a time. Morning is a revelation.
Yes.
God give you the revelation that God shall supply all.
Oh, my knee. Yes, sir.
Revelation that God is the God of all God.
Yes, sir.
God is my Father.
Yes, you, Jesus.
Nothing is too hard for my
That's
God.
That's right. That's
when
right.
You give you the that's your morning.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord.
Yeah. Come on, right? Damn it.
Put the blade away. He that live by the sword, no God, you don't need it. I got this. this.
Yeah.
That's why I tell people you better watch out who you're messing with. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen.
All things.
Yeah.
Not some things. All things.
All things.
Work together.
Shall be open.
If you abide in me, and my word abide, and my words, and my words, and my words, and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it will be given you. With men, it is impossible. But not with God.
Right.
For with God,
all things. That's right.
Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes.
They shall mount up.
Yes.
Yes. Tell somebody I'm an eagle, not a chicken. Yes. Tell them I'm an eagle, not a turkey. I'm a bird that know how to fly. I'm a bird that know how to soar.
Yeah.
I'm a bird that know how to just rest in God on his wings and let him lift me when I need to be lifted. You got to know you shall mount up on wings like eagles.
Hallelujah.
They shall run. Not be weary. They shall walk. You got to replace this stuff. Quit letting the devil take you places you shouldn't go.
Right.
Come on. Whatever you fill yourself up with, that's what's going to come out. Huh? When you got the word in you, the devil can't control it. When you got the word in you, you got something to fight the devil with. When you got the word inside of you, it's going to show up when you're in a bad place. Can I finish this thing? So if you want to get rid of the spirit of depression, clothe yourself with songs of praise. Just as you can't be depressed and clothe yourself with scripture of praise, you can't be depressed and clothe yourself with songs of praise. Even modern psychology tells us that you can't hold two thoughts at the same time. Therefore, when you feel depressed, know better before you feel depressed. Change your thought. Refocus your thinking. Replace the negative with the positive. Replace the depressing with the uplifting, and as you do so, clothe yourself with songs of praise. Why? Because you can't sing God's praises and be depressed at the same time.
Right.
Next time you feel the spirit of depression creeping up on you, start singing the songs of Zion. Start singing about his goodness. Start singing about his promises. Start singing about his holiness, his majesty, his faithfulness, his love, and his grace. You might want to clothe yourself with songs like, he is Lord. Just a closer walk with thee. He just keeps on being God, but I got to know. He just keeps on blessing me. Yeah. Amazing grace. I must tell Jesus. The Lord. Can I say that for a minute? Somewhere they said it like this. Like a ship that's tossed and driven. Anybody feel like that? Battered by an angry sea. When the storms of life are raging and their fury falls on me, I wonder what I've done to make this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, take courage, because the Lord will make a way.
Somehow.
He said, the Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, he will take away my sorrow. Let him have your burdens now. When the load bears down so heavy, The weight is shown upon my brow. There's a sweet relief in knowing that the Lord will make a way somehow.
Amen.
He did it for Daniel in the lion.
That's right.
He did it for the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace.
Well.
He did it for Moses at the Red Sea.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Look at somebody tell him, won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
His eyes is on the sparrow. In the name of Jesus. I dare you to start singing that song. You won't be depressed too long after that. In the name of Jesus, I got the victory.
Yeah.
Victory is mine. I don't care what the enemy put in your way. You're going to win. Hello, hello. You was not built to break. Can I help somebody?
Right, right.
God didn't build you to bend or to break. He built you for greatness.
Amen.
And to be delivered from the spirit of depression.
Amen.
Anybody need to be delivered?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You need to be delivered today. Stand with me right now.
Things I ask, these things I claim by faith.
blood.